Well, first off, Kelsey, thank you so much for joining me today. We are at Country Thunder. Now, you are going to be performing here in just a little bit, and I'm so excited for you. How excited are you to be playing the main stage of Country Thunder this year?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Like, I played this 2 years ago on the side stage, and I remember just, like, thinking to myself, it was kind of a whirlwind because I was going to Europe the next day. But I was like, you know, I quickly ran over to see the main stage, and I just kind of, like, saw who was performing, and I was like, okay, I'm going to play here on the main stage one day. And so I'm very grateful.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, we're very excited to catch you on the stage. Now, I got to bring something up here that I saw on your socials. You did a cover of George Strait's Carrying Your Love With Me. Oh, my goodness. You were fabulous, like flawless on that song. So what was it about that song that made you want to cover it?
Well, you know, I grew up on that kind of music. I grew up on George Strait, like all of the greats. And that was like, I've always loved that song. And because I'm on the road right now a lot, and like Eric and both of our boys are in Nashville, I always like, that's a song that I always sing whenever I leave, because it's just like, I always get so sad whenever I have to leave them. And so, you know, I was talking to my A&R person at Universal, and we're like, hey, well, what song? And we're thinking maybe George Strait. And I said, what about Carrying Your Love With Me? And I'm just so happy with the way it turned out. And that song is just like one of the best. So that's why we did that one.
You do such a gorgeous version of it. Oh my goodness. So you've played so many different stages over this last year alone. So how do you make your set list based on where you're going to play, whether it's a main stage headliner show or a songwriter stage or a festival like this? How do you make your set list?
You know, honestly, it's I really kind of go off the vibe, and also like what kind of, just like what the fans are like. Like I always kind of like, I'll switch it out sometimes like right before we go on. So it's really just kind of what the mood is and what I'm kind of feeling. So I'm very kind of like intuitive that way, and that's just how we do it. So it's a little, I maybe stress my bandmates out a little bit by that, but you know, keep them on their toes, right?
Well, your bandmates are awesome too, so
they
that's
are.
Pretty darn cool. Now tell us a bit more about how you set your style for these shows, because you always look fabulous on stage. So tell us a bit about your style and how do you pick your outfits?
Well, I always make sure that I pick, especially when I'm coming like to Canada, Alberta especially, like you never know what the weather is going to be even in the summer, right? So I played a show up in northern Alberta a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I'm not going to need to bring my leather jacket because it's, you know, it's summer. It was freezing cold, and I was like, dang. So now I just kind of pack for every occasion, right? It's like I'm going to bring like a pair of shorts, a couple pairs of jeans depending on what kind of color I want to wear, definitely a couple jackets, a few different types of like Western shirts, and then my black hat is like my staple, so I always bring that.
Prepared. I love it. Now, last question here before I let you go. What else do you have going on this summer and fall?
So next weekend, I'm going to be opening up for Josh Ross in Sylvan Lake. So that's going to be on the 23rd, which I'm really excited about. And then I'm going to be on tour with James Barker Band in the fall. So, and then the CCMAs, I'm going to be there. Yeah, so it's going to be a busy next little while. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited.
We're excited for you, Kelsey. Thank you so much for chatting today, and have fun on the stage.
Thank you, Sarah. It's always great to see you.